guys, ready for today's historical facts episode. Let's kick it off with a question. Do you know what a patent is? No? Okay, I'll tell you. A patent is like a special permission from the government that says you made something cool and this idea belongs to you. Back in 1790, in the USA, the first president, George Washington, signed a law that made this official. It stated that if you got a patent, you were the only person who could make and sell your invention for the period of 14 years. It was like having the exclusive rights to your awesome idea. Okay, but why on earth do you have patents? Well, they encourage people to come up with new and useful things. If you create something super cool, you get the chance to make a living from it for a while. But of course, not everything can get a patent. Your invention has to be brand new and actually do something helpful. You can't get a patent for something that's already out there. But if you make an existing thing even better, that's a yes. And guess what? Almost anything can get a patent. Machines, products, cool devices, and even special processes. Even the way we make food, drugs, and chemicals can be patented. Now, here's a historical twist. Some time ago, when slavery was unfortunately legal, people who were enslaved couldn't get patents. But that didn't stop them from revolutionizing the way we live. For example, there was a guy named Onesimus in Massachusetts who was enslaved. Even though he couldn't officially get a patent, he came up with a remedy for smallpox in 1721. Another guy, Papon, was so good at treating skin and sexually transmitted diseases that he got his freedom in Virginia. It makes you wonder if lots of cool things were made by different people, but maybe not given credit, right? This shows why we need to tell the world the full story and make sure everyone's contributions are recognized. Well, that's all for today. See you around, folks. Stay tuned!